פרשת כי תשא. פרשת כי תשא, we read about the tragic episode of the Egel, Maaseh HaEgel, the Jews worshipping the golden calf. And we read about Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction when he came down to the mountain Har Sinai and saw what was going on, and he threw the Luhot, the tablets, from his hands, and they came down and they shattered and they broke into pieces in front of all the Jewish people. The rabbis questioned Moshe Rabbeinu's approach of breaking the Luhot. He might have, or he could have, maybe placed the Luhot on the side of the mountain and maybe come down and give them a speech, give them a Musar talk. Why did he have to go to the extreme to actually smash the Luhot that had the word of God on it? And the Mefarshim learned from over here a lesson in education, or a lesson in Musar, that sometimes it's incumbent for the leader to use shock tactics. Which means if Moshe Rabbeinu would have started screaming on top of the mountain, Rabotai, it's Asur, Rabotai, it's forbidden, Rabotai, it's transgression, and the people were so engrossed in the Avodah Zarah and they're reveling, they wouldn't have heard him, they wouldn't have accepted it, it would have fell upon deaf ears. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to do something drastic. He had to do something in order to catch the attention of the people. So he had to throw the Luhot. And all of a sudden, when they saw the Luhot come tumbling down, oh, they got shocked. They said, oh, this already shook them to their core. So much so that until the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, the Jewish people never worshipped Avodah Zarah again. So you see, the tactic actually worked. There's an interesting question that somebody once asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. At the time, there was different pathological testing being done on autopsies of Jewish people. And the question was asked to Rabbi Feinstein, is it permissible to take the limbs of those bodies that have been cut up and, you know, used for these tests, can we take them to a rally in order to show the people what's going on, in order to awaken the people of the severity of the crime of cutting open Jewish bodies, in order that they'll see the actual limbs themselves, and maybe the shock will inspire them to make changes. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that in that specific case, it's permissible. Because again, he was using the concept of that sometimes you have to go to an extreme case in order to give the people a wake-up call in order for them to change their ways. In our time, just a few years ago, Borei Olam gave us a modern version of a shock attack at the destruction of the Twin Towers. At the time, if you remember how scared everybody was, which was such a thing that nobody would be able to believe, that jetliners could be flown into buildings, and that the buildings actually came crumbling down and 1,000 people died. This over here is no question. Borei Olam does such things in order to shock us. And unfortunately, there's many shock attacks that we're having today in Eretz Yisrael with terrorist bombings, blowing up buses, Bar Minan, and blowing innocent people up. And we hear, Chas V'Shalom, 10 casualties, 20 casualties, and we hear terrorism throughout the world. This is shock attacks that Borei Olam is giving us in order to wake us up, because the generation has become so deafened to the words of Musar. No longer does it help for a sermonizer to get up and start giving rebuke. They say, we heard it already, we know this already. Borei Olam already is shaking the world to its core in order to get people to change. Let us not waste these different methods that Borei Olam is using in the world. Let us use them as a motivation to change and to get better. And Be'azat Hashem, Borei Olam will bring peace and tranquility in the world. No longer will we have to use the method of breaking of the Luhot. Bnei Yisrael will receive the message, they'll hear what God wants from them, and they'll return to their roots. Naviim Shebashamayim. Amen.